Hi, everybody. Well, another day. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, our VBS radio station, which is Creation Lightship Healing. And we go to the Lightship today for birthday parties. So, whoop-de-doo, get ready. Probably go there about maybe 15 minutes before the hour. Well, let's just clear the date today. Today's January 7th, 2017, if you happen to be on that particular timeline. So here we go, releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's take away a situation that you're dealing with or something. So here we go. Think of it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So let's just turn it over to our co-host, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. I am here, and I've got my party hat on already.
That's great.
I just want you to know that you have an extremely relaxed co-host tonight, because that call just that you did today was so peaceful and relaxing. It was intense, but not in any way negatively intense, just really powerful and peaceful. So thank you. I'm sure everyone on the call thanks you. And we have a lot of emails of people writing in about it. I just want to say before we get started, though, if you have any messages you'd like to send in to us about today's call or any other subject, please click on the BBS page fast chat button and send a message that way, or write an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we would love your requests for rooms to visit tonight on the Lightship. And we would also specifically love to hear how people are feeling from both yesterday and today's magnetic, let me see if I'm saying this right, Ron, the special healing you did for us was aligning our bodies magnetically so that we're kind of more in our bodies, more powerfully, I guess.
Yeah, it has to do with the planet's magnetic energy and how also the external planets are aligning themselves with us. So, yeah, it's like a really nice tune-up. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Okay, so I took some notes on the call today and wrote down the things that people felt for each month, starting with you. And I would say I took pretty good notes the first couple of, the two-thirds about of the year, but then it, unfortunately, we had a little noise interference, and I couldn't write down everything people said. So if you experienced a particularly powerful month or whatever, and you'd like to send that in, we would love to hear from you. Some people have already done that, Ron. So I don't know how, would you like me to just read what people sent in, or do you want me to read what I, the notes I took from the call today?
Why don't I read the other people's and see, we'll get as many as we can in the show here.
Okay. Will do. Okay, so someone wrote in about September. Felt like a mole rolled up in a ball, hiding in a hole, crawled into mother's womb.
Ah, gaping.
Yeah. For August, someone wrote in, need to improve one's game at life. Dip into darkness and mind energy to respond to any threats. Re-educate myself on how to defend myself to keep from being attacked. Am I the leader? Am I the follower? Do I care? Determined to achieve something, anything. Could you just speak about that for a minute, Ron, because you've told us this before, as this listener's referencing, that we kind of have to dip ourselves into some dark energy sometimes when we're trying to accomplish something, for instance, or learn something, as she's saying?
In order to resonate with the energy so you can get out of it sometimes, yes. Because you're still working with mind energy, and that's the darkness. Well, sometimes, unfortunately, you have to get into the darkness energy in order to bring forth what you want to have. You can, like, dip your toe in it, you know, and go, oh, yeah, this is what I need, and then get out of it and manifest all from the present moment. That's how I would, indicate that.
Okay. Great. The New Year's, August, this listener's writing about. August was giddy and hysterical, but light surrounded. September was methodical, looking into a lot of things, seeing what needs to be tweaked, touched up, and completed. Very interesting. Okay. This person wrote in about July and August. Ron, for July, I was fighting, of which some was in water and was heavy. August, no fighting, just recovering and staying in peace. A lot of assessing going on. Okay. And, this person wrote in about July and the call in general. During July, when felt like raft, intense, fast energies, because for July, Ron, you mentioned, it's like the energy's moving really fast, like you're on a raft going down a river. So this person is acknowledging and agreeing with you there. I felt mostly throughout the call balance, and she believes it's because she was running the harmonic frequency clearing. I've had up since the change, of the 2016 energy versus this current year, and this was also for recurs in retro interference. I've had it out for over a week and during the call. Oh, okay, so I think she said she felt so peaceful and in balance, she almost wasn't getting messages the way a lot of people were during the call today. So she said, I'll turn that healing off for a while. So she was just so heart-centered and in her body from this harmonic frequency clearing, which is a great one. I felt compelled also to do that, Ron, based on the healings you've been doing for us lately. So that's very interesting. And as you mentioned earlier, we kind of want to stay on still the 2016 timeline.
Okay, yes,
Okay, someone wrote in just that they're very relaxed and confident. I don't know if they're referring to a certain month or just the whole year. Okay, and then someone wrote in, I have been on all the New Year's energies calls you have done. This year I felt the energy of each month very clearly and powerfully. This is a testament to the wonderful CLS healings, which allow me to be more tuned into my body, spirit, and source energy. Thank you.
Very good.
And go back. Okay. Thanks so much. Much appreciated. This person said yes, they kept doing the harmonic frequency, and they did it three different times with male, female, and non-gender, and then it made the whole call flow for them with no issues, so that's good. I don't know that anyone had issues on today's call, though, Ron. It was very, very, very peaceful. And hi. Just have to say, those were not my dogs barking. My dogs were laid out like wet noodles. The upset in midsummer month, the thoughts came in loud and clear. Do not fear, Ron and CLS is here. That might be a hike. So I am guessing that when it is close to that month, Ron will let us know if we need to be doing some clearing to help balance that. peace. Thanks for the healing on the light ship today, too.
Right.
So I feel like, okay, one more. This New Year's call was great. Thank you. Two questions. After today's call, are we to be on the 2017 timeline yet?
I would suggest just to maybe wait a while. Wait a week. Let's wait a week and maybe get on it next, maybe a week from today or something.
Right. I know that I said a few times on the air that maybe we'll all stay on the 2016 timeline till today with the call. So I just want to make sure everyone understands, you know, Ron is now amending that and we're going to stay on it longer, maybe till next weekend.
Yeah.
And the same listener has a second question. Please tell us what the hope clearing does. Please expand on it. So Ron gifted everyone on the call today the hope clearing, and can you tell us a little more about that, Ron?
Well, I think it'll take away some of the jitters that you might have about poor me, well, what's happening, you know, what's on the news, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I think it's going to do.
Right. Well, and as always, we'd appreciate people's testimonials for, you know, after they run those. It'll be really nice to hear how people feel after the hope clearing, because that always helps everyone. So, Ron, after reading those, and thank you, everyone who sent those in, I just thought it would be I wanted to give the year a little context for people, because it did seem like things shifted in July a little bit, or July and August. So January opened up to be very peaceful, you said. One listener actually said, or one member of the call, I feel like I got all my intentions came in immediately, every one that I wrote down for the year. Then February, you said, was peaceful, but it felt like it was starting to build more energy to, like, go or do something. Same with March. Get a move on. Did you miss something? Get on with it. Two callers seconded that. Someone said it was a good time for better physical fitness, health and food cravings, et cetera. Energy like coming out of a bear cave, a peaceful swimming motion, but still felt like an uphill climb or a balancing act. April used some caution, self-acceptance required to move forward, clarity, focus, and drive, but also felt like running forward. A little get to the point, get there, but some good peaceful social energy. June, more of a holding pattern, a good time to commit to doing something. There might be opportunity coming, just not quite here yet. Wait, discernment, it felt very neutral to someone. What is next question came to one person, and another question a listener got was, what's been holding you back? July was like clearing the way for something, Ron. You said, for instance, if you were a farmer, I'd tell you this is the time to plant. New possibilities. And then some inertia, had to plan some activities to move forward. Someone said they were feeling physical issues releasing through their spine. Then July felt very fast. That's the one. So then we started, I pretty much read to you about the rest of the year, but I just wanted to kind of let everyone know that the early part of the year seemed very, or the first half really, very positive, very peaceful, and then it comes back around, but it seemed like maybe July and August was a bit of a change in the energies, I should say. Not that it was a negative, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Right. Someone just sent in hope clearing did their hope clearing during the call. Thanks so much. It's going to make it easier to get through the year. Now need the unlimited. So I want to remind everyone who is on the call today, that's a one-time use whole life healing, but you can pay $50 and have it unlimited. If you'd like to do that, you just look it up in the index, go to the pay page, and click the second choice. Okay. Another person just sent us a message. Thank you. for the New Year magnetic call, commanding my body to accept the magnetic alignment on today's call was life-changing. I feel in harmony with myself and creation. Thanks. Today's call filled me with great hope.
Nice.
That's wonderful. Okay. Okay, so for now, that's all we have specifically on the call, Ron. So I'll move on to some other emails. This one is about ascension. With a new year, it feels like I'm so ready to leave here. When are we going to do the ascension? I guess there's nothing we can do about it to accelerate the universal shift, but they have a question mark there. I've heard you say pre-ascension would be going for 2 weeks. It is how long you originally said the light might be turned off, but how about now? I guess
no.
Give your information.
That one I can't answer.
Okay.
Everything's in the now, so I don't have a way to indicate that.
Okay. I know. It's just, people are always hoping that you do, Ron. Okay, so let me get back to our questions here. Okay, the other day you mentioned that you will still tell people if they send you an email how many death barcodes they have, but one listener wrote in saying they don't recall how many death barcodes they had previously, but she could still write to you, right, Ron, and just say that in the email?
Yeah, that would be correct, uh-huh.
She can just say, I have done death barcodes already, but I don't remember how many, and then Ron will still be happy to tell you how many.
Yes, uh-huh. Yep, that's good.
Okay. Someone sent in, let's see, is this, they sent in a picture with something in the sky, and they were curious to ask you if it was Nibiru, but I see that she sent it also to your email. So you can take a look at that if you haven't already, Ron.
I haven't. I've just been too busy to even look at emails right now.
Right.
I managed to get the people that were on the call, but other than that, no.
Right. And then we had another question about the same thing. Let me check. Okay, a real quick one. Can I get a poster size picture of a light being?
I don't have any of those.
Okay.
So
I understand the desire.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got, here's another about that planet. A couple of years ago, you destroyed planet N. Then it came up again as a planet creating problems for us, which you and Special Forces took care of. Is this seeming contradiction due to timelines and holographic influences, and can you explain more about that?
Yeah, what we took out was definitely physical, because they actually had it on YouTube, okay? So, like I mentioned, they had a person who, well, they first had NASA, and NASA had a picture of this, and they showed the planets all in a line. Up and down, I believe. Then they saw this thing being destroyed, so they actually, the NASA footage got taken off. And at the same time, there was an amateur astronomer who actually had video of it being destroyed. So that's what happened there. So, you know, it's really hard to, it gets kind of in the woo-woo land stuff, you know, where did this really happen, and why is it here? Why isn't it here? So, yeah, it's definitely timelines, number one. And, you know, what are they doing with holograms? So that's how I would look at these things. But it was taken out. What we have now could be something else. They've been tracking, you know, remember, everything gets turned off and on quite often, like your body's every 10 minutes. So they can change the reality instantly according to what they would like you to experience. So, guess that's the way I could put that. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Very interesting. Okay, let me go back. Is there a clearing that lets Source see you if you die before ascension?
That's why we have the Earth Transport clearing. That's your best bet.
Right. And what that is every time you finish a healing, you want to transport the healing over to the New Earth Transport, which Ron has compared to having a bank account, or maybe a safety deposit box is better description, and it's held there for you. And yes, that's exactly where the light beings will be going at ascension time to get your spirit energy. You never need to put in a healing that Ron has done live like today, because it's automatically put there for you. But if anything you do online, including the free ones, all of them, you want to do that. Okay. Question about a possible weird phenomena. In our park, people have heard loud, harsh music-like sounds at about 2 a.m. I mean, in other words, it's not music, but it's similar. Can you explain this noisy phenomenon?
No. Oh, no.
Not sure, huh?
I heard people talking about it's the Earth making noise because of the energetic shifts that's happening internally in the Earth, but, you know, I can't validate that.
Okay. Okay, someone just sent in a question. In regard to the poster light being question, if we have a light being photo that you charged years ago, can a person just go to a store and have it made bigger and have the bigger poster charged? Just a thought. Thank you.
I could do that for $10 if you wanted to increase the size on it. You could do that and just see how it turns out. It will work. I don't know how the resolution is going to be.
Right, but, of the actual picture. Got it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, when we bring, great timing for this question, when we bring the New Earth transfer energy back to us, which clearing do we use for this?
It's a New Earth transfer clearing, so you might have to maybe, you could probably write a question, maybe we could send them that, the page link or something if they need that. But it's on the website, you just click on it.
Right. Ron, what I believe they're referring to is you've allowed us to access that energy in the here and now to make us more powerfully in our bodies and more powerful, period. And the two healings you've said we could use to do that are the special healing and the light infusion chamber healing.
Okay.
I guess you don't remember that right now.
Nope.
Okay. But so you can, on either of those healings, which are whole life healings, you can type in after your name, return all my spirit energy to me here in my body now from New Earth Transport, and then your spirit energy also still stays there. It's like doubled up or something, right?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. So someone sent in that you now have 10 full years of archives on BBS Radio.
Yeah, that's probably pretty correct.
It started January 3rd, 2007.
Yep. And I also had a show with some lady in December. Would have to maybe the first week in December I had a show, I think, where I was a guest. I just can't recall the name, so if somebody wanted to do some research there, I think it's Donna Sebo, possibly. I looked that up, and I might be there. So,
is she off the Esteron?
That does ring a bell. So,
okay.
Yeah, I do have one show that I was on with her. Then I signed up for VBS, and that's when we started that next year.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody has the information about that, the more specifics. If anyone does, they could send that in, and I'll announce it. Okay, and do you put timeline crashes into the new Earth transfer?
I would say you could do that with the name of what you're crashing, yes.
Right. Okay, another question. Should I suggest to my friend to do the spirit barcode removal if she doesn't have enough money for the emotional body clearing? Shouldn't we do this one first anyway?
Yeah, I definitely do the emotional one first.
Okay, so no is the answer. It would be better. Got it.
You get that emotional one done, that'll give you a new lease on life.
Right. Okay, so we talked about the New Earth transport being what allows the light beings and the light ship and source to see us at ascension time, but a listener wrote in to remind us that the spirit barcode is the clearing that also allows the light to see us at ascension. And that's true. Thank you very much, listener. Do you want to say anything else about the spirit barcode removal, Ron?
No, that takes the code off of you, so you won't be reincarnating. That's basically what people are looking at is, how do I stop reincarnating? Well, spirit barcode can help you with that.
Okay. So, okay, another question. This is the same listener asking about the spirit barcode. If I bring my friend to see you at the next show, can she get the spirit barcode removal?
That's one of the expos, I guess. No, the only thing I do with the expos is emotional clearings.
Okay.
I think is that what they're talking about, I believe. Not sure, but...
Yes, they're talking about, you know, yes.
Okay.
Oh, someone wrote in about the magnetic clearing that you did today. Was easy to feel upside down. I thought I wouldn't notice, but I tried to get my bearings and felt upside down. Wow.
Yeah, so that helps you. If you haven't had, I might do it on another show here. Maybe I'll do it next week. That people kind of integrate what they have, you know, are experiencing. Put it that way. Did quite a few today on this call, so I think it's just great. Be able to have another round of it. We'll do it if we remember next Saturday. I think that'd be good for people.
Okay. I'll make a note of that, Ron, for next week. Yeah, so, well, the Saturday night shows, I always try to get people to come on and come on live if you can, because, as we said, in a little while, we'll be taking another visit to the lightship, and you can only experience that live.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, this is a good question. We have a couple of questions about the timeline crashes, Ron.
Okay.
Can you explain how to do the upside-down timeline crashes and the other ones you're talking about? Is it in the normal timeline crash clearing?
Well, you have to type it in. You have tangent timelines, upside-down timelines. Those you need to do yourself and enter that.
Right. Now, I guess the question is, we've been doing that on the advanced timeline crash, if someone buys the weekly or monthly, can they still do that?
Say that again. I didn't quite get it.
If we've been doing the tangent timeline, upside down timeline, removing vortexes, muscle memory, all that from the advanced timeline, but can people also do that with the 1 week and 1 month timeline crashes?
Yes, you could. I believe yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Good. I think we really needed to have that clarified. Thank you, Ron.
Uh-huh.
I think on the last show, you were talking about entities and that entities could get on timelines, and you said, yes, it might be a good idea to put that in, remove entities on your timeline crashes, too.
That is correct, uh-huh.
So someone said, if entities are on timelines, wouldn't this become multiple transmissions and create a poor blockage in comprehension and memory?
I would say that would be correct.
Yes, it could. Okay, someone is asking where to get an app for phone or tablet. Just got an iPad as a gift for Safari web browsers. So there is no CLS app as yet, is there, Ron?
No, not yet.
Okay. So when there is one, we will announce it, and then everyone will know. Oh, also, someone called in, or rather wrote in on the last show, that they were having a physical, one of those yearly viruses that people get.
Uh-huh.
And someone wrote in some suggestions, too, to do the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing and the Harmonic Frequency Clearing to feel better.
That does sound good, yes. Uh-huh. Those are all great.
Right. Oh, and someone else, we have a lot of timeline crash questions tonight, Ron. In the advanced timeline crash, does it have an entities clearing option? And it does not, because I checked after I read this the other day. But that's something we could write in too, right?
Yes, you could. Uh-huh.
Okay. And last night, I don't think this was read already. Last night you were talking about movies, and we'll continue that conversation next Friday. But someone wrote in, I watched a series from the 17th century last week. I ran the entity clearing for entities that were attached to sword fights after watching the program.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, perhaps that listener felt attached to or emotional about sword fights.
Yeah, they may have died by the sword.
You know, you've done clearings on that before, Ron, a while back. You know, you said a lot of you have probably been stabbed, I think you said, and you cleared it.
Yeah.
So a clarification question for you, Ron. Last, I think it was Thursday, but they don't say here, and I heard this too. You said, on the healing call now, not the show, we're going to the light ship, and you said, bring your wardrobe with you. Do you recall saying that?
Nope, I don't. I may have mentioned somebody was in a bathtub, and they wanted to know what to wear on one of the shows, but the last show, I don't remember that.
Okay. The person was curious what
you
meant.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. I did mention you could bring your wardrobe up to the light ship and it'll get neutralized. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, I guess that's the question, just exactly what you meant when you said that. So great. And was that a one-time offer, or should we keep doing that?
Well, you could keep doing it as long as we go up there with it.
Great.
you'd have to be on, you know, the BBS show here to have that done.
Okay.
That does make sense, and that's fine.
Okay, great. Okay. So we're still going to go to the light ship at quarter of, right? Okay. I'm going to keep going with some questions.
A little more time.
Thank you, everyone, for all these questions. Okay. Hi, Ron. You have explained that we are living the lives of our grandparents. I find this information very empowering. I look at my grandparents and lean into their positive traits and experiences and learn from / avoid their mistakes. Question. When I see something unfortunate happen to my grandfather, should I clear it for myself as an avoidance technique? And if so, which healings do you recommend?
Boy, I don't know how to answer that one. But, you know, what I will say is that if you remember, your grandparents had your parents, okay? So because the traits that they passed on to your parents now are passed on to you, the negative things will say that your parents did to your grandparents, that'll be passed on to you, so you could typically do it back to your parents, okay? So for some reason, I guess because they got mileage out of it once, you know, the aliens did, they can get it the second time. And it could even be more powerful because now your parents are going to relate to it and get upset because they did it to their parents. So you got a double whammy in there. Another way of looking at it is it's a way to have it healed in you, but I don't think the aliens typically want that. But remember, if you have anything that's active, and that would be active because your parents would have that button. And that's what it's for, and that's the button then gets passed on to you, and then it gets passed on to typically your children, and it just keeps going on and on. So that's the problem that is happening. And just remember, the aliens are getting lots of mileage out of it because they love you. So back to you.
Yeah, sure they do.
Yeah, to death.
Right. Okay, someone else wrote in, Ron, a great. I actually had this same idea, and I did it too. Since you did this magnetic body clearing for us recently, you know, it was on the radio show. If anyone missed it, will that work on the archives, Ron? If someone missed yesterday's show, could they re-listen to the BBS show and get that healing, or is that a one-time live?
Which healing was that one?
The one where you turn us upside down and kind of somersault us, the energy in our body?
That will not work, no. You have to be live in order for me to direct the energy.
Will not
work, no.
So if you missed it, we will remember to remind Ron, and we'll definitely do that next Saturday. So if you missed it on yesterday's show or the healing calls, you can be on next Saturday's show, and Ron will do it again. So anyway, back to this listener's point, they felt it was very effective to do the magnetic and twisted body clearing after that other healing, and I thought the same thing.
That does sound very good to me, too, yes.
Yeah. Okay, we're starting to get more room requests in. Okay, we have another testimonial about today. The New Year call today. The call was excellent. I wrote down one intent for the whole year. And as Ron brought in each month, I got clear, succinct direction on how to handle the energies based on my intention. I wrote this down to refer to as needed and feel set up to navigate the best route for myself this year. Also, the magnetic spins are wonderful. Thank you. My body totally responds. Feels like my whole system is wagging its tail.
That's sweet. Okay, great.
Yeah, that's an, you know, everyone does their intentions differently, and so this person just had one for the whole year. That's great.
Yep, very good.
All right. So someone wrote in, I love the 5-day free healing that you have on your website. Is there any way we could buy a copy with all of our whole life healings on it? I run the free one every day. Thanks, Ron.
At this point, I don't know what to tell you. So at this moment, I'd say no, okay?
Right. I guess what the person must like is your voice, you know, doing the clearing. But that would be a lot. Okay, so we talked a little bit about timeline crashes, Ron. Is there anything else? This listener wrote in, if you have time, could we talk more about the advanced parallel timeline crash clearing? I just purchased it, and I want to make sure I understand fully how to do it. So we do have an instruction sheet, and I can send that out to listeners who want it. But are there things you'd like to share, Ron?
At this moment, no.
Okay.
I just, no. I'm sorry, but right now, no.
It's okay, Ron. And
I'm testing a lot of stuff from battles and things, so, you know, it's
right.
Hard to even stay focused on this program here.
Right. Okay. So I will send that out to anyone who asks for the instruction sheet. It would actually help us a great deal if you respond to that and let us know, is it helpful? Is it clear? Do you need more information or what? And then, you know, we can update it as appropriate. And I just also want to remind everybody that Ron has some new videos. They're audio recordings on his YouTube channel. So the person that would like to have the recordings of Ron doing their whole life healings might really enjoy that as well, and more will be added. So if you go in there, or when you go in there, be sure and subscribe to Ron's channel, so when new things are added, which they're already planned to be, you will get that announcement. And it is time to go to the light ship, Ron.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like it's getting all that time. So here we go, everybody. It's Only Worse Live, as you're listening to this program, which is Saturday night. Night live on the light ship. And here we go, going up. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and your wardrobe if you wish. Get rid of those critters that could be hanging out in your closets there. That's to your clothing. And so here we go. And you need to think of one particular situation that you are dealing with, a physical problem. Here we go, going up, and we'll get some rooms here. Coming to us, so we're going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it looks like need to go to the room with the giraffe, so here we go, giraffe energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger, and each time you know, request a healing of what you want to have, then ask your body to accept it. That's very good. And now we got chickens and roosters and ducks. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And wow, we got the magnesium south bathroom. So we'll give that a try. So here we go, everybody. So have this energy come to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what haven't we been in for a while? I'm trying to think here. What type of, we can go into the seagull room where the seagulls are, the bird room with seagulls. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the lions. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then also the Dragonfly room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. This is for, that was for a gentleman that I did a twin flame energy for a long time ago who lives in the San Francisco area. And I forgot his name, but he comes on and the calls off and on, I believe, and is probably still with us. So there's the two rooms for you. And let's go into, they got blue ox rooms, so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the outer room, so stronger. I think his name is Mike, I believe. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And centrifuge room. So this is used to help, you know, stubborn things, maybe addictions. So here we go. Think of a situation that you're dealing with that you just can't get rid of, can't shake. We'll see if we can help you out. So 1, 2, yeah, they were in the room. So I'll increase the energy. The room is spinning. It's all silver. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that's good. Okay, and we'll go up to two more rooms. I like butterflies and bumblebees. So here we go. These are the last two. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I got one that's good. We'll go into the gold plate room. This will be the last one here. These are where the plates are. There's a plate on top of your head, a disc. And there's also one underneath your feet. We have to do our special birthday cake and party today. So here we go. So the gold plates are, gold disc, I should say. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we're going to the food court, everybody. This is for the people who were born in this month of January. We're all in there looking at the different desserts that we can have served to us. And just a small portion, size of a pencil eraser. And there's also room with a gold plate that we can put our hands on, too. So let's go to the gold plate room first, putting our hands on it, and sampling our energies. Now we'll go inside the next little room there. And you're going to feel your body probably start to buzz a little bit as it's giving you what you need at this present moment. Now back to the food court. So here we go. We have our cake and ice cream, desserts. I get the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the hot fudge and the nuts and the cherry and the whipped cream and whatever else I can find. There's only size of pencil eraser, so you can splurge a lot. And so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the Life Beans are singing along with us. We're singing happy birthday to everybody who is born in January. And happy birthday, everyone. So thank you. So we're going to come back from the light ship now, coming back down, and you can everything that you brought up is coming with you. And here we go, coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Anne, it's all yours.
Okay, Ron, that was wonderful, and happy birthday, everybody, whose birthday is in the month of January. Ron graciously does that the first of each month, so everybody gets a birthday party. I wanted to mention, I think I requested the last time we went to the lightship, the koala bear room, because I would love to have seen the video. I didn't, but I read that a koala bear came right up to a man's house, and I guess they're not very friendly. And he was covered in those awful burrs. I'm not sure what they're called, but they really, you cannot get them off. I mean, they really hurt, and they were stuck all in his fur. And he let the man come out with a brush. And he sat there, relaxed, and let him brush all of them out of him.
Well, that's cool.
Isn't that a nice story? I should look and see if there is a video. I think there was. So, but I haven't looked at it yet. I read it in an article. So I just wanted to share that because it was so sweet. Okay, so this year, this is something that people might want to clear, Ron, and maybe you could tell us, if we don't know anything about Chinese New Year, should we still clear it? Because I guess it must be, someone wrote in, it must be, you know, maybe starting today or it's close to this time. And they have a lot of celebrations and parades, and they love those red lanterns. It's the year of the rooster.
Okay. Well, I guess a good way to put that is, once it comes into your consciousness, then that could activate something in you. So at that point, you may want to clear that and just see how deeply ingrained it is in you. You may not have anything going on, but then very possibly, yes, there could be something, you know, that's happening. So typically, I would say more than likely yes to clear it, yes. And just see if you have any energies and maybe do some timeline crashes on it. So that's kind of what I would suggest.
Okay, great. So does the fact that I mentioned it bring it into people's consciousness, or was that not enough? Would it be only if you really had a charge on it?
Well, if you hear about it, yes, it could bring it into you, but it still depends on how much the charge is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, you know, it could be a big charge as you look at it. So everybody's different. It's kind of hard to indicate, you know, if it's going to get you or not. Okay.
Mhm.
Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And a listener wrote in a question that they're on a medication that they feel dirties their aura. Is there a healing you recommend that would help clean my aura?
I would just say do the oxygen, getting an oxygen clearing.
Oh, great idea.
You see, it's going to be ailing anyway if you have something going on. So you may try that, and that might help to push it out of you. And remember that harmonic clearing is very good, too, because that medicine could be messing up your harmonics. So, back to you.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ron. Just when you, the last line you said, you broke up a little bit. The harmonic clearing could help you.
Yeah, and the alien oxygen.
And alien, okay, great, alien oxygen. Well, I immediately thought of the auric protection, which is the second part of the cellular nano detox clearing that was mentioned earlier. So it's almost like you get a bonus free clearing there. So that's protection for your aura. Would that help?
Yeah, try it. I guess it would. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay, so we have some people asking for the timeline instructions, and I will send those out after this show. Okay, I'm just getting rid of our room requests here. Thank you very much, everyone who sent those in. Ron, are there any clearings that we particularly ought to be doing now, other than the ones we talked about before? For instance, you did explain to us yesterday that because of the wonderful work that you and the Special Forces soldiers are doing, we're having less and less alien control here, and our bodies, I think you said, should be loosening up and feeling better and feeling freer, and a lot of people are feeling that. But is there anything else we need to do, any planetary disconnections or anything like that you recommend?
Not specifically, but you may want to do like an Earth Protect clearing. Or just do all the free ones. You know, and you know, find out where you are when you wake up in the morning. Now, where have you been when you've been to sleep? That'd be a kind of a hard thing to look at, but just know that you could be out in the beyond, though. So if that's the case, then you want to look and see where you have been and do clearings on that.
Okay.
You might wake up and, you know, it may take you a half a second to figure out where you are. And if that's the case, then, you know, kind of get a feel for where you are. And from there, do what you got to clear.
Okay. Ron, are there still enslaved aliens on Earth that might want to leave? And should we be continuing to run that recording?
I wish it might be a good idea. They'd find some even walking around, you know, invisible, who can get out of here. So, yes, I'd say that.
I'd still do that one. Yeah, I thought so because I do still run it, and sometimes I definitely feel like the room is lighter or something, exactly like it's still working.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Okay. We're just looking for some more questions in here. Thank you, Ron, for the suggestion to command my body to receive and integrate the CLS clearings. As soon as I started saying it, I yawned over and over. I feel that you were right. My body was holding on to some physical issues. Now I feel I hold the healing energy more powerfully.
Yes, it got integrated better. Yes, that's great.
Yes. Well, and I also thought of that for the person who wrote in about their aura. You know, you can also command my aura be cleared, right? I mean, all those things you said, it doesn't necessarily help all the time, and it won't do 100%. But it will help, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, another one. Body rejuvenation clearing for a certain amount of time. Would you recommend that as a follow-up to the body organ restoration? Would you also recommend the additional support of the light infusion healing chamber online? And also, again, auric field protection.
Yeah, all those would be great, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. Great idea.
The light infusion chamber does help out a lot, but you need to have some clearings typically under your belt to have, you know, greater success with that. So anyway, yeah, it is good.
Okay. And, wow, someone sent in such an interesting picture of clouds breaking up in the sky. And so if anybody wants to see that, I guess we'll have them put on the BBS chat page so people can see them. So this listener, I believe she lives in Florida, and she took pictures of the clouds all breaking up from the timeline crashes. And she's wondering, you know, I wonder if this is nationwide, worldwide, or only locally for me. I think we've gotten in other pictures that are similar, so it is probably all over.
Now, you don't know how far your timeline is going to stretch, okay? So typically it's going to definitely be around you, but it may go further. And there's no way to know, you know, on that what you know, where it's going to. Yeah, very, very good.
Right, and I wanted to remind everyone, Ron, that you said last week we could do, you said to do the Earth protection earlier, but you explained that we should be kind of prompting the six spirit energies that are here on Earth to kind of let them know what's going on Earth. Do you want to talk a little more about that or maybe make some suggestions as what we could write in on that healing?
Well, need to contact, you know, through the clearing, the Earth Spirit to, you know, the three, or, you know, the four that are here helping to give them an idea of what's going on. So that's basically why you do that. So that's basically it, because they don't know. Back to you.
Okay, so normally when we do a healing, the light beings from Creation Lightship come to us and do the healings. When we do that, do we need to write in that this is especially for the Earth spirits, or is that automatic when we do the Earth protection timeline crash?
It'll be automatic, yes.
Okay.
You don't have to really indicate.
We don't have to clarify to the light which part of the light we want to work on it.
I would say that's correct, yes.
Okay. Just making sure. We don't all know how everything works. Wow, we're almost to the end of the call, Ron.
Yeah,
and I've pretty much cleaned out the inbox. I've done a lot of talking tonight. Sorry, everyone. But we only have a couple more minutes, so I don't know if you wanted to do anything, Ron, or tell us anything, or just get
to the... Well, we'll just do the Mind to Heart Trail. We do have our other call coming up on the 21st. And PayPal should probably be working next week sometime, so I just got to send some information to them. Anyway, here we go. So everybody, let's do the Mind of Heart Drop. You have to command your spirit now out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit. Next is to take the thoughts in my head, off them into my heart. And for the newbies, we do 10 to 1. The old bees, we'll say, you just do 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And we'll see you later. Our next PBS program is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone.